Welcome to Selah, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola.
Do you have a son, daughter, or another loved one that is trapped in the vice of some sort of demonic power? If so, today's study is tailor-made for you. Please open your Bible to Mark chapter 7 and join Pastor Ray Viola as he completes his study of verses 24 through 30. Your Creator is worthy
of praise. Many of the commentators say, and it kind of goes back to the Messianic Psalm chapter 2, that this woman's faith in Jesus Christ stands as an example of the Gentile world who would so enthusiastically and passionately embrace Jesus Christ, the very bread of heaven, which the Jews rejected, would become their bread. The very bread of heaven that the Jews rejected would become their bread. We are the wild olive branch. We're the ones that get grafted in. Us Gentiles. Gentiles are not given a separate revelation. We're not given a separate object of faith or a separate way of being saved. All Gentile salvation is the gospel that has overflowed from the bounty given to Israel. In Romans chapter 9, we learn that the covenant, the adoptions, the scriptures, the Messiah, all came to Israel, and we get the overflow. Dr. R.C. Sproul, in his commentary on this section of scripture, said this, quote, "The good news is that in the overflow of mercy and grace that comes to us from the hands of God, though we should be satisfied with crumbs, He is not satisfied with giving us crumbs. He has lavished His grace on us through His Son, Jesus Christ." Lord, I'll take the crumbs. I'm not going to give you a crumb, Raymond. I'm going to empty the bank of heaven. I'm going to give you my son. So when Jesus heard these words from this Gentile woman, He said, "For this saying, go thy way. The daughter is gone out of, or the devil is gone out of thy daughter." Matthew Henry writes, "While proud Pharisees are left spiritually bankrupt by the blessed Savior, Jesus manifests His compassion to poor, humbled sinners who looked to Him for children's bread. He still goes about to seek and save the lost." Matthew 15:28. "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." This is the only woman that Jesus says has great faith. In fact, the only people in the scriptures described with great faith, at least in the New Testament, are both Gentiles, the centurion and this woman. She hears Jesus say, "Go thy way." She takes Him at His word. Can you believe that? Actually taking Him at His word. If He says, "Go thy way," He goes. The devil's gone out. She believes that it's going to happen. She comes to the house. And her daughter, it says, when she came to the house, she found the devil gone out. And the Greek means never to come back again. And here's the daughter lying on her bed. Can you imagine that on whatever form of visual communication? Can you imagine the joy? Can you imagine the thanksgiving? Can you imagine the praise? I have no doubt that that miracle given to her turned her and her daughter into evangelists for Jesus Christ. Not always, but certainly in this case. You know, Jesus Christ still has full control over the demon world. He doesn't have to be there present. This woman, this little girl, we don't know how far away she was, but she wasn't there in that house. And yet Jesus, because He's God Almighty, demonstrated His power and authority over demons from a distance. One of the things that I absolutely love about our Savior is that we never have to talk about Him in the past tense. He is the great I Am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you imagine? Here's Jesus. Jesus tells us, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Everything that Jesus did was an express image of the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus didn't put the demon on this girl. Jesus took the demon off this girl. Imagine the mom. I think she probably ran. She walks in the house. And there's her daughter. Once filled with demons, now set free. Unless you have never been in a situation like this mother, you have no idea what it is like to go into your loved one's bedroom and see those who were once in the very grip of darkness and demonic powers healed and delivered and in love with Jesus Christ. You have no idea what that's like until you've been there. Woman, great is your faith. He didn't say you're great. There's only one great one. That's the Lord. Then there's the rest of us. Great is your faith. But those words warrant our closest attention. Thousands of named and unnamed people appear in Scripture. Only a few are commended for their faith. Here's a woman, unnamed. We don't know what her name is. But she has great faith. And this is the story of a faith that Jesus called great, and as such, it can be of great help for any person here today who has yet to come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. It would be equally of great help to any believer who is presently struggling with his or her faith in a difficult circumstance. I wonder how many of that might be today. How many of you? Difficult, overwhelming situation today. This woman, I'm a little dog. I'll be content to get some of the children's crumbs. But there's something about this woman's faith in Christ that drew his attention, if I may use that word. She wouldn't be denied. Her faith was persistent. Her faith was not in her faith. Her faith was in the character of Jesus Christ. You see, faith has to have an object. You have to put your trust in something valid, something true. You can't put your faith in yourself. You've heard people say, I have faith in myself. I have faith that things are going to work out. Faith in what? Faith in chance? Jesus said this, have faith in God, to you and to me. You see, because it's only the living God who can be the legitimate object of our faith. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Not should be, must be. This woman's faith is in Jesus is persistent. It's persistent. She's humble, but she has great faith. Just like the paralytic's friends, remember? Mark chapter 2. They couldn't get their friend through the crowd, so they climbed the roof, tore through 18 inches of sod and branches, and lowered him before Jesus. It's persistent faith in God, just like that of the woman who kept returning to the judge pleading her case until the judge gave in Luke 18. I think of the words of our Lord in Luke's gospel where he said that the kingdom of God is available to those who seize it. The violent take it by force. There's times where you rest like a little child. There's times like you take it by force. And here's a time where this woman recognizes not just the kingdom of God, but the king of the kingdom. You see, it's wonderful to understand biblical principles. It's wonderful to understand about the kingdom of God, but principles without an encounter with the Prince of Peace, a kingdom without a king, is just a form of godliness. This is all about encounter. It's all about encounter. You and I do not easily loaf our way into the kingdom. There are times where we have to seize it by force. You grasp it. You battle your way through that narrow door. That's the kind of faith that is saving faith, persistent faith. Jesus says, when you pray, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Yes, there's humility. Yes, there's brokenness. Yes, there's desperation. Yes, there's reverence. Yes, there's respect. But there is persistence. This woman knew, like you and me, that there was no merit within herself that could curry Christ's help. She was an unsaved Gentile, a woman who was outside of the covenant of the household of faith. But she heard about Jesus, and she knew who he was, and she depended on what she had heard about Christ's goodness and compassion. It was all of grace. What a beautiful story. Story of a mother whose heart is broken because of her daughter's broken life. A daughter was being grievously vexed by demons, tormented, in the enemy's grip. Doesn't have to be a daughter. Could be a son, could be a spouse, could be a grandparent, could be an uncle. Let me ask you something. Can any of you relate to this story this morning? Any of you have a loved one, a child, a grandchild, a spouse, a parent, or close friends that right now is in the enemy's grip? Any of you? This story is for you, family. This story is in the Bible for you. And we're going to pray. The end of the service, we're going to pray for you. Matthew gives us the impression that when Jesus spoke to her, there seemed to be no response. And there are times when you and I feel like after we've prayed that Jesus is silent. That does not mean, it never means that he is ignoring you or not listening to you. And his silence doesn't mean rejection. Remember that. It's timing. That's why it's so important to root yourself and ground yourself in the character of God and the attributes of God. Things change. Circumstances change. Feelings change. But our God never changes. He never changes. And here's another lesson. I put this in my notes. There are many times in your prayer life and in your walk with the Lord, your journey with the Lord, there will be disciples that will say, send him away. Oh, quit. It's over for her. It's over for him. It's over for them. If God were listening to you and so on and so forth, go away. Don't listen to the voice of the naysayers. Listen to the voice of the Son of God. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. I want to tell you this morning, for those of you that lifted your hands, and I believe this with all of my heart, that Jesus Christ, the risen, glorified Jesus, is still today the demon slayer and mighty deliverer of mankind. He is. He is. You know it. How many of you know that? How many of you know that personally? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Remember when Jesus went into the synagogue and he took the scroll from Isaiah 61 and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Beloved, don't read that in the past tense. That's what Jesus does today. And even though he is not here physically, even though he is not here geographically, he is here in our midst right now. He's here, but he's also seated at the right hand of the Father. My, oh my, he gets around quick. Same Lord. Same power, same deliverer, same savior, same master. that when you name the name of Jesus, demons bow, demons scatter, demons flee at the name of Jesus. I had mentioned earlier, asked if there was any of you that had a loved one being tormented or in the very throes of demonic activity. Can I ask you? You don't have to do this if you don't want to. If you would just stand. Yeah, okay. Look around, family. Look around. These are your this is your family. Look around. You know what you see? You see need. You see hurt. You see saints that are struggling with whatever that is. And we want to pray with you. We want to encourage you today. And whatever that is, whatever that situation is, don't give up. Don't give up on that loved one. Don't give up on them. Don't give up. You pray. You ask. You seek. You knock. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And you cling to the garment of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for every person standing here and for every situation within the context of whatever it is. You don't need me to tell you what the situation is. I pray that today, Lord, you would grant extravagant grace, extravagant mercy, extravagant compassion, extravagant comfort. And I pray that, Father, you would just bind the chains of darkness that are binding these loved ones. Whatever it is, bind them in the name of Jesus. Save them if they do not know you. Set them free. In your glorious name, amen. Thank you so much for standing. Our Savior cares. Our Savior is full of compassion. And that's why there are accounts like this put to the page of Scripture. Because God wants you to know today that there is hope. Believe that? You may not be seen the net result. But there is hope in Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. You believe that? The name of the Lord is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus if you are not born again today. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent. Turn away from your sin. Turn to Christ. Luke 24:47, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Today is the day of salvation. Repent of your sins. Trust in Jesus Christ. There is eternal life when you believe in the name of Jesus. 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot know if you have eternal life. Anybody that tells you that is someone that doesn't have eternal life. You can know. You can know it today. You can know that if you believed in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have eternal life. Never doubt it. There is healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a lot of mysteries about healing. There's a lot of mysteries in our faith. But there's some clear statements of Scripture in Acts 3. Verse 8, Peter and John meet this beggar on the way to the temple at the hour of prayer. And Peter says, silver and gold have I none. Hey, you're not the only one, Pete. There's a few of us with you. But such as I have. I'd rather have such as I have than the silver and gold. Wouldn't you? Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Can you imagine this man's been in this condition for 40 years? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. How many times did Jesus walk by this man? Timing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And in chapter 3, verse 16, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and you know. The faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Beloved, the faith which is by him, the faith which is through his name, is a faith that heals. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Good. Don't have to use too much oil today. But when there are sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Because elders of the church don't have a crystal ball. We don't know if you're sick unless you tell us. That's a newsflash, isn't it? And let them pray over him, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord. What a marvelous, marvelous encounter this is in the scripture. There's something in the Gospels this time through, saints, that is so special for me this time. I don't know why. And this is going to sound like Jesus just amazes me. And it's almost like, not almost, Raymond, when you read the Gospels, the ink is not dry. He is a living God. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. He's here, right now, for you, for me. He's here. Believe that? I ask you if you're hungry. What are you hungry for? Bagels? Cream cheese? New car? New vehicle? Flat screen TV? New this? New that? No. Hungering for him. Hungering for him. As the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after you, oh God. Oh God. And I want to encourage you this morning, all of you, but especially you that stood up. My prayer is that God would just pour out extravagant grace and power and mercy and comfort to you and to those that you're praying for. And it would be such a delight for you to go home and find a text message or find that son or to find that daughter whole. And if that's the case, would you text me? Those are the kind of texts I like getting. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for our blessed Savior. Thank you, Lord God, that you have come. You came to us. You emptied yourself. And every name that you are is something that we're not. Give us more of you, Lord. More of you. And a special, special blessing to each and every one of those precious, precious saints that stood today. I pray for a miracle of salvation, healing, deliverance, in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul,
bless His holy, His wonderful. Join us tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for the next edition of Sela, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola.
Have you ever felt God's tug on your heart to participate in a foreign mission but didn't know where to start? Pastor Ray would like to invite you to learn more about the work he is doing in India. IndiaConnection.org is a small but growing missionary organization that is made up of over 100 Christian fellowships spread across India. In the face of poverty and persecution, our pastors proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, people are hearing the good news and getting saved every day. Here in Rochester, India Connection gives everybody a chance to help equip and edify God's church in India. Our volunteers help build churches in villages that have never had one before, heal the sick on a medical missions trip, teach young men and women how to be effective teachers of the Word, and care for abandoned and at-risk children at the Girls' Home of Pune. A good place to start is to come to one of our meetings, the third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. at Koinonia Fellowship in East Rochester. Our next meeting is January 18th. Hope to see you there.
Do you have a Bible question? Do you need to talk with someone or have someone pray with you? If you do, we invite you to visit our website at selaonradio.com and click on the live chat button. We'd love to hear from you. Audio and video downloads of all Pastor Ray's teachings can be accessed at koinoniafellowship.com. You can subscribe to Pastor Ray's blog at selaonradio.com and receive a daily devotional by email. We welcome you to join us for Sunday morning and Wednesday evening services at Koinonia Fellowship. Our address is 500 Main Street, East Rochester, New York. Service times are 8:30 and 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. This program has been brought to you by Koinonia Fellowship.